Pre-play activity 2. Fill in the gaps.
Shakespeare still whispers in our ear. We can say that William Shakespeare was baptized on April 26, 1564, and died on the 23rd of April, 1616. But those are nothing more than cold data that say nothing about his work. Today his works are represented all over the world, and we could even imagine Borges when he says, "Shakespeare is the least English of all the poets of England." The difficulty that many Elizabethan scholars have had to accept the author of Hamlet is understandable. Shakespeare puzzles with his witches, with his sublime rude tones at the same time, and with his changes of pace in a matter of seconds, and, above all, with his enormous understanding of the human. The Globe, Shakespeare's theatre, continues to operate. It was rebuilt with the materials of the period and is located in the place where the original was. An exciting exercise is to walk from the theatre up to the Tower, the oldest castle in London, where Shakespeare set several of his tragedies. The tour, which lasts for about 10 minutes to pass through, allows us to imagine, especially if it's a foggy night, what Shakespeare might have felt when looking for materials for his work. So intense is the productivity of his works that great directors and playwrights have taken a raw material to talk about more personal matters. His works had a great bearing on Elizabethan England, where life was not worth anything, but protected at the same time the arts. Protection that had its ups and downs, of course, because it was a tumultuous time in which more than one theatre closed for being considered immoral and dangerous. The truth is that Shakespeare always kept talking and usually had words that seemed aimed directly at each person. Julius Caesar, for example, makes us believe in a military dictatorship. Disputes and ambitions of Macbeth are not far from the interests that many politicians develop today to the detriment of society. Alluding to the current crisis, we see it reflected in deep reflections conducted in Hamlet on the world that surrounds him and where wobbles its own scale of values. Irrational jealousy of Leontes in The Winter's Tale, the confusion of roles, living the dream of a summer night's creatures arise so recognizably to modern audiences that it's hard to imagine that Shakespeare belonged to this time, rather looks like a creator who whispers in the ear of different generations. The shudders with Othello and his jealousy towards Desdemona as he sneers at the handling of the power of Richard III, always ready to bring evil to the ultimate consequences. Shakespeare is, in this sense, who has best understood the 20th century.